Transition now to communications items. Let me talk through the procedures that we use for council meetings. They apply to everything except proclamations, as you'll see. So the purpose of council meetings is the orderly consideration of the public's business. We try to make sure that everyone can be heard in this chamber, and that's why decorum and our procedures matter. Obviously, we welcome the community to come to these meetings. We allow people to sign up for individual testimony or communications on any subject they choose, but then once we get into the regular council calendar, we're working our way through discrete items, and we ask that people testify about those. There will be opportunity for public testimony on items that are on the council agenda, with the exception of the consent calendar. If you're here to speak on one of those items, you just need to put your name on the record. You don't have to give us your address. If you're a lobbyist, under the city's code, you're required to disclose that, and please do. If you're here representing an organization, let us know so that we know what organization you're with. Unless otherwise informed, each community member will have 3 minutes to speak. At 2 minutes and 30 seconds, you'll hear a buzzer and a light will flash on the box before you. At 3 minutes, you'll hear 4 beeps and the lights will flash again. That's the point at which you need to yield the floor and let the next person speak. And again, we'll have to remind you of that. We hope not, but we will if we need to. Ask that you respect that time limit, and we ask that we respect the ability of people to come to this chamber and have their say. Sometimes there are controversial issues on the calendar. So if you agree with someone and want to signal that, feel free to give them a thumbs up or a wave of the hand. If you feel compelled to show your disagreement, do likewise, but we ask that we not make vocal demonstrations in favor or against our fellow citizens' opinions in this room. If you have things to distribute to the council, handouts, please give them to our clerk, and she will distribute them to the council members. Again, these rules are here for obvious common sense reason. If some people choose to disrupt that process, you'll be warned, and then you'll be asked to leave the chamber. And if you don't comply with those obvious common sense instructions, you may be excluded from City Hall. Lastly, if needed, the council will be taking a half-hour break at either 12 or 12:30, depending on our schedule. So we watch the calendar and give the council a break if we're going to run into the noon hour. So that may happen today, depending on how our business goes. So with that, let's move to...